Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. This is the podcast where I am reading words from a book, and you get to hear it, and then I tell you what I think about it. This is the top of page 283, the first quarter of it. I think I gotta turn this down a little bit. Okay, so the first word is costly. C-O-S-T-L-Y. Adjective from the 14th century. 1A. Commanding a high price, especially because of intrinsic worth. Something is intrinsically worth a lot. What does that mean? I don't know. You know, it means something. It's worth a lot, and it commands a high price, as in costly gems. 1B, the synonyms are rich and splendid. 2, made or done at heavy expense or sacrifice, as in a costly mistake. Yeah, that's not so much money related. That could be a very, very bad mistake. Let's see. The sacrifice, the expense could be, I don't know. We don't need to go down that road. It could be bad though. Costliness is a noun. All right, the sound effect for this episode is going to be, it's just a word. Hey. Next word is costumary. Cost, and then what looks to be the name Mary, but it's all one word, no capitalized letters. Noun from the 14th century. An aromatic composite Eurasian herb, having leaves used as a pot herb and in flavoring. The scientific name is Chrysanthemum balsamita. Chrysanthemum balsamita. And then also Tonicetum balsamita. And I have no idea if I said that correctly. This is from the Greek kostos, which is a fragrant root, plus then just Mary, like the Virgin Mary. I wonder if they use this in religious ceremonies or something. Hey! Next word is cost of living, three words, from 1826. The cost of purchasing those goods and services which are included in an accepted standard level of consumption. That was quite vague. The cost of living. You add together all the things that it costs that you would have to pay to live in a certain area. You know, where you live and the food and all that kind of stuff. The cost of living. You look at it different parts of the country, different parts of the world, and there is a big, big difference. There was a show on HGTV where they would basically say, okay, this is the amount of money that we're going to look at this episode, and they would find a place in one part of the country that you could get for that amount of money, and then a place in another part of the country for that amount of money, and wow, the differences were staggering. Hey? Next word is cost of living index. So cost of living is three words again, but it has hyphens, and then index is its own word. This is a noun from 1913, and the synonym is consumer price index. Consumer price index. Next word, hey, it is cost plus. It's not the store cost plus. This is two words with a hyphen, adjective from 1918. One, paid on the basis of a fixed fee or a percentage added to actual cost, as in a cost-plus contract. What is this? paid on the basis of a fixed fee or a percentage added to actual cost. I don't know. I need a concrete example. Somebody smarter than me should be here so they can explain all these things to me. Two, of or relating to a cost plus contract. Hey. Next word is cost push. Two words with a hyphen. Noun from 1951. An increase or upward trend in production costs, as wages, that tends to result in increased consumer prices irrespective of the level of demand. And it says compare to demand pull. Two words with a hyphen, demand pull. So that seems like that would be the opposite. So cost push and demand pull, you know, that's two. So that would, let's see, can we figure out what demand pull would be? Would that be a decrease or downward trend in production costs that tends to result in decreased consumer prices irrespective of the level of demand? Is that what that is? I don't, or maybe it would be irrespective of the level of cost? I don't know. I'm just making stuff up because I'm not an economist. Something about prices and wages. Hey! Next word is costrel. C-O-S-T-R-E-L. Noun from the 14th century. A flat, usually earthenware container for liquids with loops through which a belt or cord may be passed for easy carrying. And it is called also pilgrim bottle. Pilgrim bottle. I want to make a song called Pilgrim Bottle. Okay, it's a costrel. So if you gotta, you gotta carry it around so you can loop your belt into it. Oh, we gotta find a picture of this costrel. It is from Anglo-French costrel, which is from cost, which means rib or side, and there's more at the word coast. Maybe you hold it on your side. Interesting, by your ribs, maybe. Let's see, loops through your belt. I just find it so fascinating that you can put your belt or cord through it. Hey, hey, hey. Next word is costume. It's the costume that you put on. This is, I guess people also say costume, 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 different ways. This is the first form, noun from 1799. One, the prevailing fashion in coiffure, jewelry, and apparel of a period, country, or class. What is the typical costume that they would wear in the 1799s? Two, an outfit worn to create the appearance characteristic. The appearance characteristic? Is that the appearance characteristic of a particular period, person, place, or thing, as in Halloween costumes. And then three, a person's ensemble of outer garments, especially a woman's ensemble of dress with coat or jacket. Costumey, with a Y at the end. That is an adjective. This is from Italian, or it is an Italian word, means a custom. Custom, or dress, custom or dress, from the Latin consuetudo, that means custom, and there's more at the word custom. That's the number one definition, the coiffure, jewelry, or apparel of a period, country, or class. You know, what are the customs? That makes sense. What did they typically do or wear? And then it became costume, and then it became wear something that's to create the appearance of a particular period, person, place, or thing. When I was a kid, my parents had the whole family, we had a costume closet because my parents are artsy fartsy people, and they would just gather costumes. I don't know where these things came from. Various things and wigs and whatever, and so we just had a small closet of costumes, and put on a show, put on a costume. My friends would come over. We would make stupid little videos. They're sometimes stupid, sometimes smart stupid. And, you know, it's, hey, what costumes do we got? Let's make some silly sketch. Okay, that's good for that. Hey, second form of costume. It looks like this one, you would emphasize the second syllable, so it would be costume. Costume, costume, costume. I guess you could also emphasize the first syllable if you want as well. So this is a transitive verb from 1823. One, to provide with a costume. Hey, go costume that person. Number two, to design costumes for. And the example is costume a play. The plays, they gotta have their costumes. I mean, it's yeah, they don't need costumes, but if they have costumes, then it's a little bit more clear of, you know, what's going on. It puts you in the world of the play better if you've got costumes. Movies, TV shows, all that stuff. When a person can put on, you know, hair, makeup, costume, that's when they really get into character. That's when it's really, really important. Hey? Next word is the third form of costume. It is an adjective from 1847. One, characterized by the use of costumes. Characterized by the use of costumes, as in a costume ball, also as in a costume drama. Two, suitable for or enhancing the effect of a particular costume, as in a costume handbag. It really enhances the effect when you've got that handbag with you. Hey, next word is costume jewelry. Two words, noun from 1927. Jewelry designed for wear with current fashions and usually made of inexpensive materials. Yeah, it's got to be inexpensive. You don't want to be wearing fancy, expensive, costly materials for your jewelry. If it's just going to be like a costume, it's like an everyday thing. So, it's just costume jewelry. It's cheaper. Hey, next word is costumer. Costumer, costumer. You know, all the normal ways to pronounce that. So, this is a noun from 1841. One that deals in or makes costumes. Two, an upright stand with hooks or pegs on which to hang clothes. It would be a place to hang your costume, because that's another word basically for clothes. Depends on when and where. We are all wearing costumes and masks. We all put on faces and put on something when we talk to different people and be in different situations. I don't know where I'm going with that. All right, next word. Hey! It is costumery. Noun from 1838. One, articles of costume. They are the costumery. Two, the art of costuming. That's such a odd word to say, costuming. Next word. Hey! It is costumier. That's one way to say it. Costumier. Or you can say costumier. It is spelled costumier. Noun from 1831. It is chiefly British, and it is also the number one definition for the word costumer, which is just one that deals in or makes costumes. A costumier. It's a much fancier way to say it. Okay, next word. Hey! It is cozy. COSY. And this is the chiefly British variation of cozy with a Z instead of an S. And we will see that later. Much later. Okay, we have one more word for this episode. Hey. It is the first form of cot, C-O-T. And we will have all three forms in this episode. So the first one, noun, from before the 12th century. One, a small house. I didn't know that you can call a small house a cot. Two, synonyms are cover and sheath. And then especially the number four definition for the word stall, S-T-A-L-L. Hey, 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 hey. Second form of cot, noun from 1634. One, a small, usually collapsible bed, often in fabric, stretched on a frame. We actually have a cot. My wife, we bought a cot for her because she was going to go camping with a friend, and we have the cot in our car for some reason, and it's just been sitting there for a long, long time. Maybe we'll use it. Maybe we will put it in storage. And number two, it is British, and it is the number 2B definition for the word crib. Okay. And this one, I should go back to the first form of cot. The etymology says it is from the Old Norse cot with a K, and that just means small hut. You could put a cot in a cot. And then the second form, the etymology says it is from the Hindi and Urdu word cot, spelled K-H-A-T, and that means bedstead. Also from Sanskrit, katva, K-H-A-T-V-A, perhaps of the Dravidian origin, a Dravidian origin akin to the Tamil word katil, which also means bedstead. So it is a place to be a bed, to lay your head on the bed, and that could be inside of a small hut, which is also called a cot. Hey, hey. Are there other songs with the word hey? I think there's so many songs say hey, and I don't know any of them. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. I got one. Okay, the third form of the word cot is an abbreviation for cotangent, which will be the first word in tomorrow's episode. So the words in this episode were costly, costmary, cost of living index, cost plus, cost push, costrel, costume, costume jewelry, costumer, costumery, costumier, cozy, and cot. I'll just say cot, 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 because we had three of them, and I haven't really done that, so going forward, I think I will say each one. I am going to pick costume as the word of the episode. I don't dress up for Halloween as much as I would like to, or as much as I used to. Every year, I feel like if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do something. I'm going to dress up. I'm gonna go all out. I don't want it to be thrown together. But you know, sometimes if it's thrown together and it can still be pretty effective and good, and I want to be clever. So I end up never doing anything. I just don't. I've done it a couple of times in my adult life, and it's, you know, whatever. It's not like I'm going out to parties or anything. So yeah, maybe I will make a better effort to dress up for Halloween in a costume. How do we sing a song about costume? There are so many costumes that you can dress up for Halloween as. I have a Chewbacca onesie, and that is a pretty good costume. Costume, costume. Put on a wig, put on a tutu. That is a costume that we had in my costume closet when I was a kid, and my friends would dress up in that. All right, there are no holidays. We're not doing that anymore, not for a while. Don't know. Give me a suggestion. Let me know what you want me to do. I probably won't hear it for like a month or more, but that's fine. Okay, that's the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.